Hello, and thank you for tuning in into our raw, juicy, and spicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed. Hello!
Hey, hey!
Hi! Welcome back! Wow!
Happy New Year, girl!
Happy New Year, baby!
Wow!
Happy New Year!
What are your plans for this year? Like, what are you making different?
You know what? One of my big resolutions is which is a personal one, is to not live on the edge of life.
What does that even mean, Shiv?
I thought about it
long and hard. Not live on the edge of life.
From November, I was like, girl, let's not live on the edge of life. I know, and I hugged myself. Yeah. Because you know what it is, yeah? I live on the edge of life in the sense that I'm very last minute for things.
Oh.
Procrastination.
Yeah. Just,
you know, when
you're
like,
prepared.
It's like I'm becoming a scatterbrain. Like, I'm always here, there, left, right, and center. I want to be prepared. Like, if I need to pay a bill, I pay on time. I have to be scattering, running.
Yeah.
I have to do things properly. Don't live on the edge of life. I feel like every minute I'm on the edge of life, man.
Yeah.
Racing. Yeah. Why?
Right.
That's one of my resolutions. What about you?
My one is to, like, kind of the same as yours, but, like, mine is, like, actually to get rid of fear and actually do stuff and not be scared. I think mine is fear, like,
it's
getting rid of fear.
That's good.
Actually do stuff and not fear, like, of the trolls and all the bad people and people not liking and, like, my parents rejecting my ideas. Just really just going out there and taking risks.
Taking
so mine is, a bit more...
It's hard. I get that 100%.
Yeah, because I hold back a lot of stuff. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, I can dabble in various fields, but, like, I hold back because I think of what people will say and whether it's good enough. And I'm my biggest critic.
That's the thing.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
but
now,
it builds up a lot of stuff in your head.
Right.
And then you think to yourself, you know what,
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's worthwhile just not doing it. But then, you know, you're just losing out on your talent or stuff like that. But I hear that completely.
People with less talent than me are putting out stuff and they're getting receiving.
Don't you know?
Do you know what I mean? So I'm just like, just put it out and just to say that you have like a track record of your creativity.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So now it's just all about just getting my stuff done basically this year.
Good, I like that. I like that 100%. So new year, new vibe.
You know?
Do you know what I mean?
Rock.
New things. Pimping ain't easy
as always.
But we're trying.
You know?
We're trying, you know?
Let's get started with headlines. So, obviously, the biggest one. I know we said that we're going to stick to British news, but this is massive. Come on. The world's richest man, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, is getting a divorce from his wife, Mackenzie, because he has been having an affair with a married former Fox TV presenter called Lauren Sanchez for 8 months.
Oh, what's it? No, he was having an affair.
Yeah, he was having an affair with this woman, and apparently they got caught sending texts.
Wow.
Which is sex. Why people
sexed.
Love sending these weird... Listen to the sex that he sent here. I want to smell you and breathe you in. Why do white people do black people do this? Have you ever sent a sext before? I don't know. I've never.
Another type or another day.
Okay.
What does it mean?
I feel like black people don't talk about it then. They
it's a text that is mostly like sexy.
Sexual, yeah.
People do this all the time.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe I'm out of here. I'm celibate, so I don't know. I don't know these things, you know. So maybe it's just me. But I don't understand, like, two things I'll never understand is nudes and sex.
Yeah.
These are both incriminating evidence.
Yeah, it's true.
If I'm good, God forbid, obviously I hope to never have an affair,
But
one thing I'm never doing is sending any pictures, any text.
Never.
All I'm doing is, yo, are you at that spot? Boom.
But even that is dangerous.
Or even it'll be in code. Like, did you send Sally the flowers that I told you? Did you recommend? It would be some sort of code.
How crazy is it?
Some sort of Morse code.
Even code is dangerous. You see people, like guys be writing Pizza Hut as a person. Pizza Hut is calling them at 1 a.m. in
Belling
the morning.
Off their line.
What are you doing? Like, why is Pizza Hut calling you?
It's true.
I swear, what's her name? Tia Savage. Her husband was cheating on her and he was doing all those kind of things. Flowers.
Really?
The florist was calling him the flowers.
You know what? Men don't know how to cheat. I don't know why.
No, I don't know.
Because there's another story I read, yeah, that there's this woman. Mm. Oh, my God. There's this woman. I wish I could read it to you now. I'll probably do it in the next headline.
Yeah.
But there was this woman, basically, yeah. She was in a marriage and she had three sons. Two of them were twins, obviously, and then one was like...
Yeah.
So the man, after they'd been together for so many years, the man went to the doctors and they found out that he had some sort of disease, wow. which meant he was infertile from birth.
What?
So meaning... None of these kids were his. None of them.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I feel like women, they know how to cheat.
But wait.
But
so
men,
wait.
When they cheat, yeah, they're so sloppy.
But then wait. He was infertile from birth.
From birth. So he couldn't have no kids.
But she said she was pregnant.
Oh, they're grown. They're like 20 years old. The
so
twins
he knew
are 20.
Those kids wasn't his.
No, he recently went.
Oh,
he recently went to the doctors and he's
oh
like, okay,
God.
You know, these are my three sons, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you've not been able to have this disease that you have. You've not been able to have kids since birth. Like, you are infertile.
Oh, my
Those
God.
Those are not your kids.
That is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And there's so many, like, white women, there's so many scandalous stories like that. Even though, I won't even say white women, I'll say black women as well.
Yeah.
There's so many stories that I've heard that, the man has been able to raise a child and it's not his.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean? There's so many. So that makes me think, rah, like, but men always get caught. The baby could be like 4 months. The man got caught. I don't know how he's been caught.
You know?
I'm due to meet a man that, you know, they had a baby outside the marriage and they didn't get caught. Like, it's always, always, like, some auntie and uncle, yep, this one, Bernard, he had a child outside of the marriage. Like, everybody knows, do you know
wow,
what I mean?
Wow, yeah,
when
yeah.
women do it now, nobody knows.
It's true, it's questionable.
Like, no one.
Nah, people know sometimes. It depends.
This one, she got away with it. The children are adults.
I didn't even know that was even, that's
yeah,
crazy.
I'm going to go more into detail next week.
He must have had a heart attack, man. That's
mad. Can you imagine? And, like, obviously, like, him and his sons had a rocky relationship already.
To begin with.
So, like, the boy, one of the twins was like, look, I already don't talk to my dad, but he'll always be my dad. I can't even,
wow.
I can't even bother to go and look for my real dad.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know what
yeah.
I mean, like, I don't mess with that guy.
Yeah.
He's messed already.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? So, already, like, they had that rocky relationship. So, boy, it's
wow.
mad. It's mad to hear that. Like, if I heard that my dad wasn't my dad, wow, I'll be like, wow, mom.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
You
yeah.
actually didn't, you know.
It's a shock to the system.
It's very shocking.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Second headline is about, first of all, I just want to
start. Wait a second,
off.
We didn't finish about the actual Amazon one, though. Because you didn't
oh,
mention
sorry,
that the
divorce sorry. So basically,
was, yeah.
Okay, so they apparently had a settlement, right?
Mm.
And she's going to get, listen, this is why you need to do prenups.
Mm,
because she's going to get half of his fortune, which is a whopping $107 billion.
Wow.
Because I think she was with him before he was rich.
Oh, really?
So how it works is, if there's no prenups,
you get
half,
yeah,
like, down the line.
Just cut down.
I see people online that are like, it don't affect him. Half of billion, $107 billion is nothing.
Mm.
I don't know.
But still, it's money, innit?
It's still money.
Everybody don't want to lose. A billion is still a
half
lot.
Half a billion? How much is that? 50 billion, yeah.
Half a billion.
Half of 107 billion
that's crazy.
Is 53
it's
billion
yeah,
point
it's
five.
Still, it's still crazy,
yeah.
yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, it will affect him, but probably
yeah.
not as much. I don't know, but it's
I don't
still
know.
A
how
lot
is
of money. Gonna,
how does it work?
It's billion, because innit?
Isn't this all like... assets. I mean, not assets, but like... Mm,
like, is it cash? For the cash?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it cash, or is it like...
Mm-hmm.
Is it in equity?
Is it
you know what I mean?
House or something? It might probably
it might
like
fuck
be
him over
house.
If that's the case, because she might be half of... I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I'm probably... Like, people listening are going to be like, what the fuck does she not know?
No, but I...
But like...
Yeah, I'm with you.
In regards to like, okay, if she gets like half his business, she might fuck shit up.
Okay, like,
you know what
that,
I mean? Because she has
yeah,
half his...
Yeah, yeah, all of
you know
that,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Start hiring and firing and... You know what
wow,
I mean?
Women...
She can be a
woman,
bitch.
A woman's scorn is mad,
bruh,
you know?
Bruh.
A woman's scorn can be mad. But the thing is, yeah, what really interested me is the fact that they said she's going to be one of the most richest women
oh, of course.
On earth. But you know, if you look at the richest women on earth at the moment,
yeah.
a lot of them are through divorce and
inheritance.
It's so annoying.
Oh my God.
Not a lot of the richest women.
Not even the woman from Nigeria.
No, you know, I think some of that was inheritance as well. You know, I know you're talking about. I think it was. I don't think she started the business herself from scratch. I think it was her family business. Something along those lines. If you look at the top like billionaire women in the world, a lot of it is like, okay, I was married to this person, I got divorced.
But at the same time,
and a lot
of it
is inheritance.
At the same time, you know, like you can inherit something and still fuck shit up.
Yeah, why not?
So they would have still had to put their expertise and intelligence to kind of
Sustain the,
you know
but
what I mean?
They could also just employ somebody to do that all for them. They don't have to do nothing. That's the only thing I didn't like.
This is not fair.
Why? Yeah, because it's still like old school. Women are not
doing it from the bottom up.
I mean, the Oprah Winfrey's of this world, yes, we have
about that woman that has her own makeup brand?
Her as well. I think she's on the millionaire.
But she didn't get.
I don't think she's top in the world. No, this is the world.
This
is like throughout like Germany, like okay, proper okay. and the proper.
But old she started
women.
From the like. She I heard that
scratch.
She from
yeah,
scratch.
That's what
okay,
I heard
cool.
as well. I heard that as
okay,
well.
No,
yeah, because she's
hope.
Like on the millionaire status as well.
Okay,
you didn't know about her makeup until
they kind of publicized.
Yeah,
it.
I didn't know about her at all.
No, that was very undercover.
It's a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one.
So the next headline is a bit sad. First of all, I just want to put my respects and my condolences to the family of 14-year-old Jaden Moody.
Yes,
who was stabbed to death after being knocked off his moped in a targeted attack in Leighton, East London. So how it happened, right, is on the Tuesday just gone, a car was seen smashing into him, sending him flying into the road, and he was unconscious. And if that wasn't enough, three men got out of the car, stabbed the 14-year-old boy in the back seven times, and drove off.
Wow.
So, my thing is, obviously the press are very evil. So, some photos have emerged, arisen.
Yeah.
Come about.
I know.
Of him, it's been implied that he was affiliated with gangs, right? But my thing is, no matter what he was involved
in, it's still a murder.
He is 14 years old.
Exactly.
I can't think of something a 14-year-old can do to warrant death.
Exactly.
And
nobody.
Have three men.
Yeah.
Three men. Not little boys.
I know.
Three men drive a car and stab him seven times in the... This was, like, brutal.
This is crazy.
I can't see what on earth a 14... Like, okay, we have gang wars, but these are usually, like, the age is the same.
But this is
getting
mad.
It's the same.
Mad.
Do you know what I mean?
This is
disgusting.
How old were the people that stabbed him?
Apparently, these were men. I don't know.
Men could be 19.
Think of when you were 18, yeah? Would you ever put your hands on a 14-year-old child?
Of course not. Yeah,
I wouldn't even... You know, when I was 18, I was so big-headed, I wouldn't even argue with one.
That's how
big-headed I was. Like, I was like, oh, you!
Yeah,
you can argue with yourself, babes. I'm not going to do it.
Exactly.
Because I was like, I'm an adult. I was more big-headed than I am now. Do you know what I mean?
But these kids are not thinking of it like
this. They're not thinking about
this.
And the thing is, like... Let me just put out there, yeah? We've all had a family member that has dabbled in drugs.
Yeah.
So they are never like... I don't want to say that drug dealers are like... They are like horrible people. They can be the nicest,
of course,
smartest. I've had a family member involved in drugs.
Yeah.
And it's not like I openly knew that they were doing it. Mm-hmm. I had an inkling
that they were doing
that. They were
like
doing
that.
Something a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
They've got a bit, like, trainers are a bit different.
Yeah,
guns
something's
are a bit
happened.
Different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't know how the extent of what he was doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I don't like the fact that they always bring this storyline of, oh, you know, he was selling drugs. Okay, that, you know, he didn't deserve it.
No one deserves to die. Like,
and
that's not on. Like,
people,
do you know what I mean?
Children, that's how they are. Just because he put up, like, pictures of cash.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean he was involved.
Men don't get me wrong.
A bravado thing. Like, they do it as, like, a, you know,
like
to
a show
off
kind
it
of
doesn't
thing.
Necessarily mean
doesn't
they're linked.
Doesn't mean that.
Exactly.
To me, you know, I'm not going to lie. regardless of whatever, a young boy has died.
Yeah!
And that should be the main... Your main focus should be trying to find these people who have done this. Because it's a child. Do you know what I mean?
It's a child. It's a baby.
It's a baby. And it's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? And it's getting... London at the moment is peak. Like, it's very
hot. I don't
hot.
Even like the fact that they haven't even checked if it was, like, maybe possibly mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody has a vendetta against his family. Mm, nobody's looked
into
that.
It could be that as well. Do you know what I mean? But you know what? I'm not going to lie. Some things are dubious.
Something's weird.
Something is
very off about this
because
whole thing.
Because, like you said, with the moped thing, 14-year-old on moped, what are you doing? Look, my dad actually highlighted that to me.
But that was like,
why is he on a moped?
I'm not sure how old you
You're
have
supposed
to be.
About
are you 16 or 17?
16, 17. Like, you shouldn't even be right out.
But like I said, people, listen, it's showing off.
Yeah, I get that 100%.
Like, people, you know, just to show you're a big boy, you're at that age where you want to show off. I'm sure there's things that you did that was a bit, like, I really tried my best to get weaved. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's things that you want to show that, okay, you're entering adulthood. He probably, I really don't know why he was sitting on a moped, but why he even owned one. Like, it's a bit weird. But,
I mean, he's still a baby. He's still a baby, 100%. Yeah. But we have to remember as well, I'm not condoning anything. We don't know. But we have to remember, there's young boys
that
are
involved
in the trap
life.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. They're running around doing things for these older guys, selling, shorting and doing whatever. And it's sad, and it's like they're involved in that kind of thing. Because I remember they even said that they tried to move him away, and they brought him to Northampton.
Yeah, oh, Nottingham.
And they were trying to get away from that. I think even his dad said trying to get him away from the whole culture in London when they came back.
That, you know what? That never works.
It can work. Majority... It depends. Because I've met somebody and it worked. There was one boy I remember in school. Right. I went to an all-girls school, but we had the boys' school around the corner. And he got deported back to Nigeria. Because the family were like, you're always out on roads. Imagine you're 14 years old, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. You're on the road. You're coming back at my house 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 12. The family was like, I can't deal with this. I've had enough. Mm. They sent me back to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He came back as an adult.
Right.
He's fine. He's not dealing with nothing like that.
That's one.
It does happen.
But the majority of stories I've heard, most of them, they're either dead, they've got pregnant. It never worked. Well, from my perspective, from my demographic, when Ghanaians send their children back to Ghana, they come back worse.
Wow.
Because they go resenting you.
Yeah.
They never bury that pain, and they come back, and then they want to have this frivolous lifestyle, and they get to go through, they want to experience things that they never did. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they start doing like pink hair. I'm not saying pink hair is bad, but like they start doing some outlandish things. Do you know what I mean? And having bear kids and all that phase that is kind of gone out of us.
Mm.
They start doing
like
it. Do you know what I mean? They start raving every single time and just spending. All the things that we did when we were like 16, 17, 18, we got it out of our system. They come and they start doing it.
Wow.
So I had one like family friend, his dad did the same thing, sent him to Ghana, he came back, he got stabbed, he got involved in that lifestyle straight away.
Yeah.
There's bare people, there's somebody in jail right now. Mum sent them to Ghana, they come back worse.
Wow.
I don't know why they do it. I think what you are saying is correct though. They need to bring them back when they're adults. Don't bring them back when they're teenagers.
Like, bring them
because
back when
they're still
older.
A bit like vulnerable and they still can be brainwashed.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Bring them back when they're older. And it's just the environment. London is... I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't want to raise my kids in East London. I don't ever appeal to it. There's nothing against East London. I love East London.
Right.
It's where I've grown up, but it's not somewhere I want to raise my kids.
Right.
I don't see
where
it
do
as
you
want to
raise
place.
Your kids then?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm not gonna
because
lie.
Because outside is where they take Molly and MDMA and all them things there.
Yeah.
And the black boys start relaxing their hair and
you can't exactly.
The black girls, their weave is never done correctly.
That's the thing. Well,
do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. It's the way you raise your kids as well.
That's all
you
it is.
You have to be as a cultural
that's all
thing.
It is.
But the environment, babes.
Yeah.
This environment is peak.
All I know is that
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah. Okay. London is got it's had its peaks, but I've met girls that have been like obviously when I went to university, I've met people that were on the Shires, the black girls, and they are not black girls that I would ever want my child to look like.
Yeah, yeah,
like their tracks are always showing, they're loose. They do also. Listen, they have.
But come on, we can't be like this.
I'm sorry. Furthest I'm gonna raise my kids is in Essex.
That's your child, because you can have these black girls everywhere.
Babe. I know, but they sometimes black girls on our doorstep. Some influence. Because what I've realized here is that, like, when you have kids here, unfortunately, everybody has a role in it. So there's the follower, there's the bird, and there's the leader in it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, the follower, unfortunately, gets involved in things that, oh, you're just like, geez. Like, I would say, I'm sorry, Junior, but I would say my little brother was a little bit of a follower.
Yeah, that
he was easily, like, somebody could tell him something and he was involved. Yeah, you know what I mean? Whereas me, I was a bird. Like, I did my own thing.
Mm.
And Kojo was the leader, like, my older brother. He was like, bruh, I set the pace. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not doing this. So for June, it's like, we struggled with him a bit because he wouldn't get the fact that, listen, you don't have to do...
To follow,
do you know what
yeah.
I mean? And because I know I'm going to have 4 kids, I know one of them's going to be a follower, innit?
Mm.
And I don't want it to be the extreme. Like, Junior had his phase, innit? And thank God, like, it's over. Like, he's a normal man now,
okay.
But, like, there are some girls that I went to uni with, that it was very questionable, that I'm like, if you were in London... There's no way you could have been like that.
I feel like we can't base on everything, because there's people in London that will be the same from beginning to end, regardless.
I feel like 100%. All my loose friends, they got to a stage where they kind of like...
But that's you.
They stopped.
That's your perspective.
But when I got to uni, and even now, like, I still hear them and they're still going strong. Like,
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're still doing their whole thing, whereas... The girls that I grew up with London that had a bit of a hoe phase, they are so, like, they're more, they're so, like, on board now.
But
they're
that's
so...
from your perspective, you get?
Yeah, that's
from your, that could be from your point of view. But
so when you went, uni out, like, don't you think they were a bit, the black girls were a bit?
Not really. There wasn't many black girls at my university, first of all. Okay. The ones from London, the ones that were, there were some girls that was grew up in West London, they were black. They were fine. There wasn't anything too crazy. Right. But it depends, because everyone's different. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can raise your kid here.
It's really how you raise them.
Or right, it could go left or right either way.
Yeah,
but with what I'm,
but I feel like
with,
you know what we were saying.
That's the only thing I think. I don't know.
No, but you know what we were saying about like
what
before.
Were we saying?
Like, I feel like certain environments kind of like
shape you.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, London. But then do I want my kid to be exactly the way I grew up? In a sense that...
You were raised extremely
I was raised
and
well.
And you were a level-headed girl.
Thank you.
In East London.
Thank you. No, I agree. I get that. But if I want to raise my kids whereby they could have even more of a better education one-on-one, where they could... I'm not dismissing East London.
Right.
But I'm not saying I don't want them to be in the hot...
You're forgetting Brampton is in East London. And they've Brampton Manor.
Yeah.
And they've got A stars.
I'm not saying... No, don't get me wrong.
That's why I'm not about this location business.
We've grown up with people that have different stuff like that. But for me, it's just is gang stuff and with boys.
There's gang stuff in the Shire.
Of course,
as well.
I know. But I'm just saying with boys and stuff like that, to put them in that environment.
I don't know, I'm just not on this
pot.
Ketamine behavior.
What's ketamine?
The tranquilizers that you give to horses to sleep. There's people out in the shires taking them on a night out.
People
but they
here.
Come from the shire. That
they come from the shire.
No. Like,
people
London is strictly weed. And if you want to get frisky... It's strictly weed. And if you want to get frisky, you will hear... I don't think I've ever seen, but you will hear coke. And you will hear heroin.
Babes.
Shires, you're seeing that shit.
Babes. They can happen anywhere. There's drugs every part.
I know there's drugs everywhere.
We have to actually have our facts.
Can I say something here? Okay, let me tell you something. Because I worked on a documentary and I worked with students, when I was targeting these students, not in London, there are stories of people taking laughing gas and blah, blah, blah. However, the majority of my stories, Nottingham, all these shire places, I casually took ketamine, I casually took MDMA, I casually took money.
But then who's saying
I casually take cough syrup.
Yeah.
This is lifestyle. Do you understand?
Okay.
It was so hard for me. Like, they were saying to me, Gia, find people in London. I'm like, I I can't find any in London because it's not that sort of culture.
Yeah, okay.
We've got a weed culture. Mm, that's evident. Mm, mm. We've got, I think, I hear of it. Like I said, I hear somebody said, some that's old friend, a friend of a friend's taken coke or a friend of a friend's done this. But in the outsides of London, all that shit is common.
Yeah, okay.
Do you understand? And that's from me because I worked with databases. And you know, you form statistics, and you make up a whole gen. So it's not like I'm just sitting here and saying it's my demographic. This is the study I spent 3 months on this documentary.
Okay,
so I know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, boom, these things, this culture, it doesn't exist here. Like, yes, fair we enough. Sell drugs, but you're forgetting the trap people have to go to the sires anyway.
Yeah,
to get this stuff, to grow this stuff.
That's true. Yeah,
you'll be so shocked what's going on outside of London.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that London is a place where is that's dangerous. Paid,
yeah.
I'm just saying that when I want to grow my kids,
right.
I don't want my sons to be involved in that kind of thing. And that's why I asked you,
where do you
want to
raise?
That's what I don't know yet.
Okay,
I'm just saying that when it comes to certain places in East London,
yeah.
I don't want them to be on a road like that. Do you know what I mean?
There's certain things
I don't want my kids to be doing.
It's a
don't get me
one.
Wrong. I was out on road sometimes. I'm not judging anybody that's doing that. There's no judgment. But when I'm saying when I want to raise my kids,
right,
it's a different kind of quality. It's a different kind of quality. I don't want to live in East London my whole life. Do you get what I mean?
I love it, but
it's not somewhere I want to be grown or something. I don't want to have my roots here. I don't want my kids to go to the same school as I went to.
I don't think it makes sense for me.
For me, it's not growth.
Like, yeah, dude.
But why not?
I don't know.
But why not?
That's just sounding weird.
That's the thing about us as black people.
Yeah.
We think, if they sound like this, they're not kosher, whatever. What's the problem if black people sound like that? That shouldn't be your problem. The fact that they're coming and speaking well spoken, not being rude, not being still knowing that they're black, and still knowing their culture, but they're well spoken, that shouldn't be a problem to you. Do you get what I'm saying? We have to get that mentality out of our head.
Okay.
That's what I think it is. I think we think, it's gonna be too posh and whatever, but. Mm. Why? But if you're putting your education, you're putting your money into your kids, this person could, you don't know what this person could grow into, good or bad, you don't know, innit? But it should, it's, we try to be like a different kind of way of life. We have to be growing in ourselves, do you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want my kids to go to the school I went to. Why are they going to the same schools I went to? No offense how people have done that, but for me, it's just about growth. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I need to be a different environment in that sense, do you know what I mean? But no offense at all.
And last thingy, because we've gone off. Okay, so the last one is, it's going to be a quick one. So two women have been infected with a super gonorrhea. So everybody wear your condom.
Wow.
Prompting health officials to warn of the importance of practicing safe sex. So Public Health England said one of the women acquired the infection in Europe and the other in the UK. Doctors are trying to establish if this case is... These cases are linked, sorry. So super gonorrhea is a drug-resistant strain of sexually transmitted disease. Both women have been treated and cured.
They've been treated and cured?
Yeah.
But it's a drug-resistant. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm... That's a bit weird. Yeah, that's an oxymoron.
I don't know what happened there. That's definitely an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, not your fault of your own. That's the way they wrote it.
Yeah.
But it's because I just picked up my speaking. If they've been cured, then they must
I wouldn't say cured, but I would say... But it's just a super gonorrhea. Just be careful, man. But how about we all go celibate?
What exactly?
How about we do that? No, 100%. Shut it down. Like, let's... Next topic. And people be like, are you mad? Like,
mad.
But how about... Let's start the thing. This is a serious one because obviously there's so much going on in the media and there's so much, like, in regards to, like, abusive men.
Yeah.
And what they're doing and how much, like, abusive men exist.
Mm.
So obviously the big one is R. Kelly, but obviously we can't really discuss that because Siobhan has not watched it.
I haven't watched it yet, guys.
So,
but I'm watching it soon, but just not yet.
Cool. But for you, that is that
what you guys, it's in the news. You know, I'm surprised about though, before you continue, that when it was all popping off, it wasn't even on, like, British news as much as I thought it would be. Was it something that, why did they miss that? Because even when, like, even...
That's a good point.
I'll listen to BBC One Extra and they do their BBC News, like, in between, like, every, like, half an hour. Right. And they didn't even mention that. That's something they would usually mention on BBC One Extra News.
When it's black girls, they don't care.
This is crazy.
That's the reality of it. Mm. When it's black girls, they just don't give a damn.
Wow.
That's as far as I'm going to leave it.
Yeah.
Because Cosby was there. Harvey Weinstein was there. All these big cases were there. Jimmy Savile was there. So, I mean, it's mad that they're missing R. Kelly. They don't give a shit.
Yeah,
they don't care.
It's crazy.
This is their I Believe I Can Fly hero. Mm. Space Jam. Mm, mm. Do you know what I mean? I wish all these big tunes, they don't care. They don't want to they don't want to tarnish his name. But anyways, I'm just, you know what? That was a brief, like, I was briefly reminiscing, like, all those songs that I'm going to have to never listen to again. It's actually pissing me off. Because let's be real, like,
he's talented.
He's a legend.
No, but then...
I can't condone what he's doing, so...
Hashtag mute R. Kelly. I know, people say, can you not separate the
music
from the thing?
No!
There was one girl...
Because the song derived from what he was going through at the time. It's disgusting. Like, when you go back and you listen, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, all these women that he mentions in these songs, these are real life people.
Wow.
Ain't J nothing but a number.
Wow.
He wrote that for Aaliyah. These are all his sexual songs is something.
Yeah.
I Don't See Nothing Wrong With A Bump And Grind. That's fucking rape.
Wait.
Bob, I've just clocked. It's rape. What is bump and grind? Why is it bump and grind? It should be slow motion in the motion. Do you know what I mean? What's bump and grind? That sounds violent. When you actually, like, dissect his music, you're like, raw.
Yeah, like, what's happened?
Like, you were actually out here.
No, that's so funny.
There was one, apparently somebody brought up something about how he mentioned wanting to marry his mom, like incest.
I saw the video.
I was like,
That one was a bit weird. It's weird.
Do you know what I mean? There's so many. But anyways,
okay.
So I managed to find a London star. Whew! Boy, this is hard to do because he's Ghanaian and we've taken so many L's last year. So many L's.
Because
with Michael Modern, Fraud Bay.
No, but I thought, was he half Jamaican as well?
No, he's Ghanaian. He only put the Jamaican because his girlfriend was Jamaican.
Are you kidding? Because
bare people were tweeting him saying,
Take off the flag.
And they were like, then we found out he's full Ghanaian, but he put it up because his girlfriend. Such an idiot.
Honestly.
But we will jump on him at some point as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, grime star Andy Anoche, aka Solo 45. He's a part of rap group Boy Better Know. So you know Boy Better Know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Skepta, Jeremy. Yeah. So he's currently in court for imprisoning and repeatedly raping 4 women.
Wow.
Over a course of 2 years. So there may be more.
Wow.
He has 31 charges against him, to which he denies all of them, including 22 counts of rape, 5 false imprisonments. He says all sex was consensual.
Wow.
It reports that the rapper was violent, a controlling narcissist, a bully, a sadist who derives satisfaction from sexual pleasure, from inflicting pain on women. So some of these accusations are so wild.
That's
okay?
Crazy. Yeah.
So some of them include pouring bleach in one of the mouth.
In the mouth.
If you see Siobhan, her mouth dropped. Threatening to brand them, so you know what branded is.
Like burn.
Yeah. Like with an iron or whatever. Waterboarding.
What's waterboarding?
Apparently it's when, like, you're drowning in water.
Oh, that, yeah. You know what it is? Like, you know when you're,
ice bucket challenge.
Yeah,
something like that.
They keep pouring water. Like, it makes you go crazy, innit? They use it for prisoners.
Wow.
Mm.
Like, that's weird that you just said that. Because I was going to say to you, these are methods. Okay, so he took one of them, drove her to a secluded area, and he removed all items so nobody could identify her. She had no way of getting home.
Oh my God.
He stabbed one woman in the leg and used a knife to strike her repeatedly.
What?
When the courts took his phone, they saw he had Googled decryphilia, which means sexual arousal from other people's fears.
Wow.
He also filmed some of these antics. And all the women do not know each other. So it's not like they made it up.
This is different women.
This is a common theme.
This is crazy.
From one guy.
Yeah.
So I mentioned to Shiv, I said, you know what? A lot of women, including myself, have been in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
But no one's really talking about it because it's been like, it's either been embarrassing or shameful for the women to come forward, or it's like their boys kind of egg it on. Like, if you think about, when I deep it, I think of the violent boys that were back in school.
Yeah.
And they used to groups up girls and stuff.
Mm.
And the boys used to cheer them on, jeering.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When I deep it, I'm like, rah, like, some of us actually got abused.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I remember getting chucked on the table. I remember, like, madness.
Yeah.
And obviously, as that person grew up, like, it kind of, like, transpired in their adult life in regards to their girlfriend.
Wow, yeah.
So little flags like that, I kind of ignored, and it was just, oh, he's just a bit playful.
Mm.
Or, you know, you kind of down it down. And you can't really report them because it's like, the boys will get at you like, oh, come on, man, my boy's not like that, innit? Like, well, you're overreacting, like, he was just playing.
Yeah.
But your boy is a sadist. Your boy is a narcissist. Your boy is abusive, he's violent, he's a misogynist. There's so much under layers. So my thing is, what I want to do is I want to put out the red flags.
Okay,
of what to do when you're in an abusive relationship. And I want to put out some of the relationship that I was in that I realized, raw, like, okay, this guy
was
he's not okay.
Most. Yeah,
okay. And I'm going to go really deep.
Okay.
Before I start, was you in any abusive relationship that you could, if you could speak to your younger self, like, what would you tell her? Like, oh, this was, like, why did you not leave at this point?
Of course, I feel like there's been, it's hard.
It's one of those topics we don't discuss.
Yeah, it's difficult.
But it's very...
Yeah, a lot of women go through it. And I feel like there's certain things that are definite red flags. There's certain things that you could say, you know what, this wasn't right. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
And... But at the same time, I say to myself, at the time, was I caught in the sauce too much as well? Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, when something's happened. Like, when abuse is abuse. And it's not just physical abuse. It could be mental abuse.
It could be
verbal.
Right.
Like, do you know what I mean? And, like, when someone is verbally abusing you, mentally abusing you, and it's just weakening you, your mind, it becomes a case of...
Right.
You don't know what you're doing next.
Right.
And that's when it becomes more, like, serious, when you don't know how to get out of something. And thankfully for me, I've never been in that much of an abusive situation where I have never seen a way out.
I can't say
I've been in that situation.
Right.
So I can't... I can't... Thank God. But I know many people who have, and it's difficult, it's hard. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So I can only imagine, and I can only just pray for those that's been through that as well. So... It's one of those things, man. It definitely is one of those things.
So I'll begin with my one. I will call him... Let's call him Solomon. I'm just going to call him Solomon.
Yeah.
So basically, I met Solomon. We were in I wouldn't even call it a relationship. It was like an encounter for 3 months, And this is where flags were all over the place and I was ignoring them.
Okay.
So first of all, I met Solomon at my workplace, right? Mm. He approached me. He was very suave. He smelled really nice. He was very lovely. And how he started is he was talking to me and these were like long chats.
Yeah.
So that's how they start. I'm not saying all people that have long chats are like bad. But I'm just saying when you're having the chat, you've got to deep what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah? So in these long chats, we're getting to know each other. So he's asking me. Flags is where I should have clocked. He was asking me what I like to do sexually. So I revealed to him, like, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah. Blah, blah.
So he kept digging, like, oh, what have you done? Like, how far have you got? Like, so that's where I didn't know. Like, how old was I at the time? I think I was 24.
Mm.
So that's what, another thing is that I feel like I wasn't experienced with men like this. I'd never come across a man like this.
Because
usually these things kind of happen when you're like, 16, 17, and it's a man that's like in his 20s, and they get the privilege of doing this. But sometimes the person can be the same age as you and still have that effect on you. It's like the way they kind of groom you.
Okay.
So we're having these long chats, and he had this thing about, so where the first sign of control is, he had this thing where, like, we have to talk until I fall asleep. Like, I'll be like, Solomon, I need to go to bed. And he's like, no, like, I need to hear you snoring.
Wow.
Like, so that's why I was a bit like, bruh, what's this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... It's like, he wants you to fall in love with him so much that you fall asleep on the phone. Like, his conversation... It's like, I was kind of stroking his ego. So, like, me saying to him that I need to go sleep is indicating that he's not good enough. Because what we need to remember is that abusers, they're usually the most insecure people.
Yeah, definitely.
They usually have something that... Yeah. They are battling with, and they kind of use that as a facade. It's like
to cover up
and try and control what it is that they've lost control of.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, I thought things were a bit odd. So then the second conversation we had, he spoke about his ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
Now, this is where shit hits the fan.
Okay.
Right? This is where I was like, oh my God. The second conversation, he was speaking about his ex-girlfriend. And he was speaking about a girl that we mutually knew. Like,
oh, really?
Let me separate that again. So there's a girl that we mutually knew. I'm going to call her Opal, yeah?
Opal, of all names.
Bruh. So I'm going to call her Opal, yeah?
Yeah.
And he went to school with her, but I knew her because she used to live in my area.
Okay.
And so he said that one time he saw her, and she must have had her headphones in.
Yeah.
And so he went up to her and he pulled the headphones out and he dashed the headphones in the train track.
Wow.
And then he spat in her face. Because she's switching. She's like, why are you throwing my thing in the, you know, train track?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm calling, you're not hearing, bruv. And then she's like, but why? Like, so he spat in her face. And
that's
he was disgusting. Laughing about it.
Yeah, that's
so that's
disgusting.
When I started to clock. Something's not right.
Wrong. That's wrong.
Something's
yeah,
not right. And he was taking pleasure in being violent against women.
Mm.
So then as the conversation... now I'm not clocking. I'm just thinking, okay.
Wow.
But I don't know why I didn't... Yeah. It didn't click here, but I was just thinking, okay, whatever. And then he was talking about his girlfriend and how his girlfriend, the relationship he got into his girlfriend.
Mm.
He mentioned something about her getting raped. And he goes, the reason why they broke up is because she got raped. And he goes that she deserved it because that night... Listen,
wow.
He goes, yeah, that she deserves it because that night, yeah, he specifically told her not to go out and she went out.
That's disgusting.
So she went out and she got raped and then something about how she called him to a park where she was and he didn't go and all this bullshit. Like,
wow.
I don't know, I can't remember the story word for word, but I just remember thinking, rah, like,
yeah,
these were very
really
out there stories. Like, crazy. This could be a whole horror film.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, okay, flags, flags, flags.
Mm.
Cool. So anyways, like, I don't know why. I don't know what came over me, but I was still talking to this guy.
Wow.
We were still meeting up. We were still everything. Cool. I went to his house here, and he was just really determined to get me into his room.
Wow.
And these times, I started dating very late. I started dating at 22.
Mm.
So I was so embarrassed to go and ask any of my girls for advice.
Do you know what I mean?
I was so embarrassed because all these things that have probably happened to people when they're 16, 15, whatever, it was happening to me at 24.
But that's not...
Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that's that bad.
So that's one reason why I never spoke out about it, like what he was doing, because it's like, I was so embarrassed. And I had one girl, she was very condemning, like very judging, like her tone and everything. Thank God I don't speak to her no more. But she was very like...
Yeah.
Even though she had been in worse situations than me, if I
There's
ever went through
one,
anything,
yeah.
all of a sudden
what's going on?
Very, very
And you don't even know, like, you've been doing your
bit. And the thing is, she will bring her situation to me. I'll never judge her.
That's
I'll be like,
thing.
Oh,
There's always one
okay.
person like this.
Pick
yeah.
yourself up. Let's
yeah.
move it.
Mm.
With her, she'll be like, Gia, but,
wow.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, so it's long.
That's the kind of circle I had at that time. And I couldn't go to them because I knew they were going to laugh at me. I knew it was just going to be embarrassing. So anyways, we go into his house now and his mum is downstairs and he's really forcing me, like, I'm
what?
Like, look, I don't want to have sex. And he's like, well, okay, at least take off your clothes. Like,
excuse
it's
me?
It's really, like, it was so, like, and it's like, obviously, everybody would say to you, everybody would say, like, if anybody's looking in the box looking in, yeah, everybody would scream, like, get the fuck out of the house. Do you know what I mean? Now when I look at it, I'm like,
no, but
why
at the
same
hell? Time, you just, you, like, sometimes you freeze.
Did you chill?
There's certain things that you, in your mind, you're saying.
And I know people are
out,
laughing as
out,
I'm saying
out.
This story, but.
No, no.
Like, there's, I don't know how to explain his kind of presence. Mm. It was, like, this really, like, controlling, kind of, dictatoring aura that, like, you were borderline scared, borderline intimidated.
Yeah, like you didn't know what she was going to do next kind of thing.
Do you know what I mean? So, and that time, I don't know, it was proper, proper stupid because that time I was like proper on God.
Yeah.
So it's like I was battling. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, no, I want to be celibate. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I slyly, but at the same time, I just knew, don't do this. Like, I just knew.
No, definitely.
So, cut that story short, I left the house and obviously he was pissed. And he was like, oh, like, why do you want to have sex with me? And I'm like, look, if things go well, like,
later on maybe, down the line,
but like, right now, it's I just feel like it's bare quick. Like, you're forcing me into something and I don't feel comfortable. Yeah. Like, I'm not there yet, do you know what I mean? So, like, stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
So now, bruh, I had an argument with a girl in the same workplace.
Oh, so you guys were still working together at the time?
Not, we don't work together. How it works is that, this is
gonna... So different shifts.
Stay out. Yeah, let me...
Okay.
We weren't necessarily working together, but we worked in the same company.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, I had an argument with this girl, and what was so messed up is that he went and spoke to this girl, lies. How I gave him head, lies.
Are you kidding?
To this day, I swear to God, I never put my mouth near this boy's willy. Wow. Never.
Wow.
And he was... So this girl had this ammo. Like, she was just on it. Like, yeah, you gave head to Solomon.
Oh, my God.
Just ruined my life. So this is what you have to do. Abusers, they will usually do something to create conflict.
Yeah.
So number one is the grooming. Mm. Yeah. That's the prevalent one. That's the one that... On the phone, they'll talk to you, they'll try and entice you, they'll hypnotize you, everything, That's the grooming. So you've got to watch out for them long conversations. What is he saying? Secondly, you've got to look out for history. How is he treating other women?
That's definitely.
Is he laughing? Is he, all these things, like, these are flags, these
that's what I'm red saying.
Alerts.
Even his family members, even his mom, what's going on?
What's happening? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, forcefulness.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Right? If he comes onto you, how is he kissing you? How is he, like, does he grab you? Does he, I know there's a little play fight. There's a thin line between playfulness and whatever. Is he talking to you? Like, there's a thingy. And the fourth one is seclusion. So he will put you in a situation where you're secluded, you're isolated. So he made sure, like, because I was quite popular at work. And because of these rumours... Everybody drifted apart.
Isolated from
people
you.
Saw me as this dirty girl and I was alone. Wow. So it was me and him. I had no friends at work. No friends.
Crazy.
I think I had about one or two that were back in it.
Yeah.
But even then I could see they were side-eyeing
me.
You did get up to all these things.
Oh my God.
After this day, I don't think they 100% believe that I didn't do anything.
Wow.
But it is what it is. I will go to my grave. I'll keep saying the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's what abusers do. They will get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Like, all your friends.
Yeah.
And don't introduce them to any current friends you have as well. They'll create something. That's what they do. The last bit, is when I spoke to him, he called me, and when they are apologetic, so they fucked your shit up, they've created this blizzard.
Like, apologize.
When they switch up, that's when you know, because at first, when he'd done it, he was proud of himself. He was glowing. He was happy. He was like,
about what he said.
I've ruined your life, basically.
Wow.
Cool. Then later on, as he saw, because it was becoming like harassment.
Yeah.
I filed a complaint against him and stuff, and he thought
you have to.
His job is on the line.
Yeah.
He calls me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's the fourth. What am I on? The fifth one. That is the alarm.
Yeah.
When they could just flip up their attitude. So he tried to get me that, let's meet up, you know, I'll apologize to you face to face. He did. He actually, when I was on my way to work, he found me, I don't know how, and he confronted me and he was like, look, I'm sorry, like, that girl that, you know, she's spreading all these rumors about you, she's lying, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I'm like, she has to, like, got it from somewhere.
Like, where did it come from?
Exactly. Like, he made a whole, like, thing about it, and then he tried to be cool with me again. At the same time he was doing all this, he was slightly trying to move to my other colleague.
Wow.
Manipulation.
Wow.
That is another flag. Yeah. Manipulation.
No way.
And I forgot to add, during that whole, like, debacle, he was angry the fact that I was out after one. So I used to go out. I was a bit of a road rat that time as well.
Okay.
And I was with my girls and we were out at my friend's house at 1 o'clock.
Mm.
It was a girl's house, no men.
That's not a problem.
He started asking me, what men? What are you wearing? Why are you out? You need to go wow. home now. If you don't go home now, don't call me. Like,
that. Who is, are you?
Yeah. Commanding. That's crazy. Yeah. When they start commanding, mm. what are you wearing? Why are you wearing yeah, that? Why this, are you talking to that person?
And it's constant messaging and it's of it. Constant. And it's just like...
And they start making, giving you ultimatums.
Yeah.
That is a flag. Alert, yeah, alert. Run for the hills.
Well, definitely.
So the last bit was aggression, violence.
Mm.
He was so angry because I'd come to my senses here. Because I remember the last time I spoke to him here.
Yeah.
I'd come to my senses and I was like, Solomon, like, I can't do this. I remember I was in my car and I just parked up. And yeah. I was like, Solomon, I actually can't do this. You've actually ruined my work life. My
yeah,
life.
Like, what are you doing?
I actually can't do this with you.
Mm.
He starts switching. He starts switching. Oh, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to get my girlfriends. Like, he had, like, female friends.
Yeah.
Meet me in East Ham Park. Like, they're going to beat you up, blah, blah.
Can you believe
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and this is a 24-year-old man.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I was like, when I'm breaking... That's when you defeat them... And they start they spiraling, start getting, like
out of control that is, with it.
Yeah, mm. they go mad. And like I said, I will always mention, yeah, like abusers always have an insecurity. So yeah. I think his insecurities, he wasn't really that smart, number one.
And oh,
I think
really?
He carried on through life because okay. he was Nigerian. And you know, Nigerians, yeah, I feel like great people, but like there's two lines, yeah, mm. with Nigerians, yeah. You're either really smart or you're just not smart.
Oh, do you reckon?
Yeah. I don't see an average with them.
No way.
Like, no disrespect, but mm. it's like, if you're Nigerian, yeah, I think Ghanaians are a bit more lax with yeah. this stuff. Obviously, they're disappointed. If you come up with B's and C's and D's, obviously, they're disappointed, yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't think the pressure is as much when yeah, you're in a... From what I've seen, I'm just... Mm. I'm maybe it's not everybody, like,
yeah, housing, yeah.
But from my Nigerian friends that... try to come home without an A.
It's more like...
It was
yeah,
stressed. Like, I had some stress. People run away. Like, yeah, it was that deep.
It's stressful.
Mm, do you know what I mean? Mm, it was mm. that deep. Like, I had people... I'm not going home.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
the Ghanaians were like, I got a D, C, it's whatever, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? I'm still going to get it fed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas no, my Nigerian girls were a bit like, nah.
Mm,
I can't... Mm. I don't have nowhere to stay. Like...
It's that peak.
I had to
yeah.
house some people. Like, wow, it's that deep.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So, I think with him... He that was his biggest insecurity, and another one which was really funny, his hairline.
Was his hairline receding?
His hairline was receding.
Wow!
And he was
at the age of 24.
Yeah,
he was right? stressed,
and I think that was God's curse to him for the way he is. And I thank God for giving him that receding hairline because I know when that oh hairline goes, it's peak for him because really? He's not nice.
He's not nice.
No, it's very peak. I don't give a shit because what this boy put me through for 3 months. Yeah, it was only 3 months, but. It's something, it's an encounter that I'll remember forever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember this boy, yeah, talking to me. And this is when I saw him at his vulnerable state. This is the first time I ever see him. Like, you, as you date a guy, yeah, you know when they act strong, they act confident.
Yeah.
There's always one thing that you see them whimpering.
Mm.
Like, there's always one always thing that, you're, up, that you see a different, completely different side to him.
Yeah.
And when he opened up about... Like, that's what abusers, they always open up about their flaws as well.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like, with... And this is all connected, you know.
Yeah.
R. Kelly is the same thing. And wow, also this wow. guy, this Grime star as well. When you read same that his story, it's the same thing. There's something mm. deep-rooted that they hate about themselves.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they always share that with you so that you're like, oh.
So you can feel sorry for
you
them.
You share this. It's all a part of the manipulation.
Wow.
It's all a part of
wow.
it. And he was asking me like, he was like, I'm too shy to go to the hair shop. Can you go and buy me castor oil?
Because
mm. so, apparently castor oil can break.
Your
but
hair.
That shit is genetic, boo. Like, there's no amount of castor oil that you can put your hair like to bring it back.
Oh
you better
God.
Rock that bald head, yeah?
Oh my
you
was better bald rock like that?
No, like, it was going way back. Like, it
wow.
was, he was coming off, like, I think, yeah, by now he should be Mr. Burns. Like, he should,
wow.
he should have
it was that deep.
Hair round. Like, and I'm not even cussing bald guys because yeah. I love bald guys. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But I think it's hilarious when guys lose their hair because it's like they have such a quick and simple
I
resolution.
Know, I know.
But they will avoid it at all costs and they will keep like
the
Coolio.
Whole, yeah.
They will
Coolio.
Keep.
That was
Coolio's
a joke.
One is
that
so
was a joke.
Ridiculous.
Is it?
Like, would it kill you yet to go completely bald? Like,
it's true.
It's like, I found it so funny.
They got to hang on. They've got to hang on.
They literally hang on for dear life. And it's like, they don't know. They actually look worse than with them it, going
exactly,
bald.
Exactly, exactly.
They actually look worse. That's the thing. I think there's so many bald men that are so nice. Tyrese is fine.
Nah, I don't
Morris Chestnut is fine. Okay. Boris Kodjoe is fine.
Okay, yeah.
Let's
keep
Joe is fine.
Yeah, there's loads.
The list goes on. They're all fine. They all went bald at a young age. They cut it off. They're still sexy. But what I don't understand is these in-betweeners
that will keep the signs. It's weird.
And it makes you look older than
you are. That's the thing.
Do you know what I mean? Just take it all off.
For some people, it's like their hair is, they think their hair is their thing.
He knew he was losing his power. That was like...
He was like Goliath.
Not Goliath. Samson.
Samson, that's it.
He literally was reminding me of Samson. Like,
wow.
That was his power. That's how he gets his girls. Mm-mm. Like, if he shaves his hair, it's a wrap for him.
Wow.
Bruv, there's so many things. That guy, there were so many wraps for him. He was short. He was chubby.
Is it?
His ding-a-ling was tiny. Like, there's so many... I'm sorry. I had to get this out of my system because he made that 3 years. I mean, not 3 years. 3 months of my life. Hell.
But then, do you think it was calculated from the beginning?
Yes. From the very beginning.
Or do you think he was just a waste man?
No. This is what it is. I had a former friend years ago. And he mentioned, like, I remember he mentioned... some of his cousins are like very like, misogynist and whatever and whatnot. And you know what they advised him? They said, listen, go for girls that have low self-esteem. And at that time, I will not lie to you, my self-esteem was low. I don't know why. When I look back at it, I'm like, you are so stupid. Like, I'm like, you had everything going for you. I don't know.
No, but why do you think it was stupid? Stupid about what?
I don't know why I wasn't more confident.
Okay, confidence, yeah.
Like, I don't know why my self-esteem... I have more high esteem now.
Which is good. But then it's growth. When we're younger, we're like that. Some people, not everybody, if I had, but I was
if I
like
looked,
that.
Because I've put on weight since then. And if I looked... If I looked then...
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd be worse than this. The way I am, like... The way I'm confident, I'm, you know, whatever, I'd be worse. And I look back at my pictures, I'm like, wow, I was gorgeous. What the...
I was
at my peak. Okay. There's every woman's peak, do you know what I mean? And I feel like at that stage, I was at my peak, but I didn't know it.
Okay.
And this is the thing, that's the sad thing, is that sometimes people can see your greatness before you.
Before you can, exactly.
It's so
exactly.
sad. And at that time, I didn't know.
Wow.
People were coming for me left, right, and center, and I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
It's because I was at my peak, I had the ability to take over, to run things.
But I didn't know it.
And they were trying to put me down.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
now they can't.
Now look now.
Me, fluffy and all, I'm going to... Do you know what I mean? I'm posting up now, do you know what I mean? But back then, it's so dumb because it's like, bruv, I had bare money, my hair was always on fleek. Like, I don't understand, but I had the lowest self-esteem. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And it's like, I had bare guys after me. I had good-looking men. Still, I was like, no, I'm ugly. I'm this, I'm that. Do you know what I mean? And just I think I blame it on my environment because I didn't have girls lifting me up that time.
Yeah.
The girls I had were shit.
Wow.
When I lost weight, because I was quite heavy,
Yeah.
And they were telling me, oh, you're too skinny. You don't have no shape.
I had people feeding so much in your head.
But my body was fine.
You're fine, exactly.
It was fine at the time.
People don't like changes. When you start stepping up, they don't like it. Yeah, that's
do you understand? They saw me as competition. So even at work, I had people coming for me. Like, I would go, like, I had so much money, like, I'll go to Bicester Village on a cash.
Yeah,
and buy, like,
just do your thing.
Buy, like, a jacket, like, a designer jacket. And at the time, I'm just trying to keep warm.
But
people see and they're like, why are you rocking that jacket for? Like, like, people were just coming for me.
Jealousy, you know.
I didn't know. At the time, I did not know. And I didn't know, I'm sorry, I'm going to get a bit spiritual up in her.
Yeah,
but
why
like,
not?
I didn't know it was spiritual. For me, I believe this. Spiritual forces.
Of course.
When people can see your energy and they can see your greatness in the spiritual
they try to block it.
Physically manifest. Because once it comes out physically, it now kills your spirit because at the time, it's mad. When I look back on it, at the time, because of what was happening to me, my relationship with God deteriorated.
Mm.
And it got to a, it came to a standstill where I was like, I'm not going to church.
Of course, of
God
course.
Don't exist.
Yeah, wow.
Like, I started thinking like this. I started doubting God. I was like, nah. Like,
yeah.
And now that I think about it, and then I went into deep depression.
Yeah.
And then I put on more weight. So now I think about it, they literally tried to dim my shine.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't clock at the time.
There's different demons, you know, at work. Don't you know they're at work? They're under attack.
All of these things were sent to literally destroy me.
Yeah,
because I was coming for success. I just like I was coming into a new career.
See,
do you know what I mean? All
these things
and all
coming.
This creativeness was coming out of me.
Yeah,
and I was coming like. This is when vlogging wasn't even that big.
Mm.
And I was going to start vlogging.
You see?
People have been telling me to vlog for years. And I'm still like, nah, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But at that time, when I was like, if I had started then, who knows where I would have been now?
Exactly.
I would have had endorsements. I would have had...
Yeah, it's not too late. Like,
bruh,
it's
there's so many people on YouTube now. Like,
it's
that
saturated.
Is,
yeah, it's mad.
It's so many vloggers. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I'm so confident in myself. I know if I had started in 2014...
Yeah, it would have been a wrap. It would have been a wrap.
Like, I remember... It was so peak that, like... I remember at work, I wrote down my vlog idea.
Mm.
And I was getting bullied at work at the time. And I said, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And I left it because it was a shared computer.
Okay.
And my colleague came and I forgot to delete it. She saw it. And I was like, babe, did you see that? And she was like, nah, I didn't see it. Lies.
She took it and ran.
Within 1 month, she had the same fucking exact concept.
Wow.
I said, you didn't look at my thing, yeah? Do you know what I mean?
That's
all these
crazy.
Forces.
Yeah.
And the thing is, yeah, you see me, I don't mind if you steal my idea.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Mm.
But if you're going to take it, make sure you execute it.
Yeah,
you
properly.
Did it and it died.
See?
Where the vlog I had was longevity. Like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was, do you know what I mean? But it's like now, it's in an environment where it's just so like, it would be so, like, you'd have to have disgusting clout to get,
for
your clout to be popping.
Yeah, I get
so, like, it's just pointless, like, do you know what I mean?
No,
but
still.
Like, no, but I'm saying, like, at that time, like, obviously now I don't think I'm going to do it, but at that time I knew, like, and even me and you started something.
Yeah, it's true.
Outspoken was initially a vlog.
Exactly.
But that time... Again,
yeah,
so, the lowest self-esteem ever.
Wow.
Like, I didn't want to see people to see me. I didn't, like, people, like, it was so crazy, like.
Yeah.
And now I clocked all of this was created to just bring down my greatness. But now
that you have to pop through. Right. Now you have to,
like,
come through.
Do you know what I mean?
Come through,
so
Gia.
That is, so basically, that's my red flags, like. I feel like this episode was laid on my heart because I feel like that it was only 3 months, but it's something that's affected me.
Yeah,
it scarred me.
Not
in a bad way, but it's in a way that if I see anybody
those kind
do
of
things,
these things like that again,
I'm running for the hills.
Yeah,
somebody tried to do something to me for 1 month. The same thing. He was bare forceful and all this shit.
That forceful.
And
thing
I ran.
Is, yeah.
I blocked
that's the
him.
Thing.
I did. You know what I mean? I ran quickly.
Yeah.
But I just want. I don't even want anyone to go through that. Do you
exactly,
understand?
Yeah.
I want somebody to listen and be like, "Oh, boom! I've seen this. No. Let me
know. Yeah.
Let me even get to the basic
that's the
part.
Thing. Because
do you know what,
you
mean?
Know what? Yeah, it's a difficult one because it becomes more blurred when both people, when you like the person. That's when it becomes blurry.
That's the thing.
That's when it becomes blurry and it becomes a bit more difficult and it becomes difficult to understand whether it is that.
Yeah.
I think us girls, we have to be wise. It's no longer, we're not in 2000 and...
Yeah.
We're not in 1990 something anymore.
Everything is all about control.
Yeah.
You're breathing, bro.
They're
all up in your sinuses.
It's crazy.
Your ears, your eyes, they control everything.
Wow.
Even what I think he even controlled why I ate. He was like, why are you eating that? Like, I remember I was eating something and he was like, so it's mad. It's like, even your taste buds, like all your senses is being controlled. But
so
it's in a manipulative manner.
Even with the eat, was there any time you were like, I'm still doing what I'm doing? Or was you going along?
Do you know what,
with
it? It's like, it's so mad because I second guessed myself.
Yeah.
I thought, should I not do... Like, I remember the skirt thing. I'll never forget. That's the bit where I thought, nah, this is a bit mad.
Yeah.
I was wearing a skirt. He said, why are you wearing a skirt? Go home now. And he screamed on the phone. He's like, go home now.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what, I've never had a dad. So, like, I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
And that's another thing as well, like, again, daddy issues. Like, you are easily vulnerable to these things.
Yeah, no, I hear
as
that.
As sad as it sounds, like, I had a friend, yeah, that, oh, when I look back on it, yeah, at the time, I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But when I look back on it now, it was mad. So basically, she was 15 and the guy she was seeing was 24.
Wow.
And I don't know why it didn't click for me at the time.
But you know what? You know what? Yeah, I don't even blame you for not clicking, because when I was that young as well, right, and then hearing guys older like that, then again, 24 is a bit of a stretch.
Yes! Like, it is that!
It's a bit of a stretch, to be fair. That's yes. Your, that's
and it
figure.
Didn't click.
Yeah.
I just saw him as like, oh, lovely Brian. Lovely, like I didn't, that's not his real name by the way, but lovely yeah. Brian. Like I didn't see him as an older guy, but at the time, now when I look at it and I see all these scandals and...
It's because now we're older, like, we're wiser.
What the hell?
When we were young, we were dumb.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
With a 15-year-old.
Like,
at
honestly.
At 20-something. Okay, on top of that. And there was so much domestic things going again. I don't know why things weren't added. Like, I wasn't doing 1 + 1 = 2.
Honestly.
I was telling her, babe, like, leave this guy. But I didn't know the seriousness.
No, but I think even that...
And she kept going back to him.
That's the thing.
That
that's
was
the
scary
thing.
Part.
Because she's doing that. The fact that you even said, babe, no.
Like, right, right.
That's, that at least is something.
But I left
because
her.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
I've been in the same situation. I've been in a situation, the same thing, where my friend has gone through stuff. And I'm right. Like, babe, like, what is this? I've been there for, I've gone, whatever. But it's a case of, because she kept on going back. And it kept
I wasn't bothered,
thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what else
what
I could do. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
but I didn't know I could actually probably even get the police involved. Like, I didn't know how far I could go with these things.
15,
but
24
I was little.
It's a bit peak, isn't
yeah.
it? That's a bit, that's almost 10 years.
That's, bruv, it was, I think he was even older.
What?
Yeah, I think he might have even been older because there was some, I don't know, I don't know if the story, I don't want to mix it up, but like something about how like, it wasn't his real age. He lied.
Really?
So I think he might have even been a little bit older.
But the thing is, as soon as she hits 16, she's in the age of consent, which is crazy.
That's the thing. I didn't realise how, like, older men have, like, an empowering...
Yeah, of course.
Like, obviously, especially when she didn't really know her dad.
Yeah.
And all this. So he was probably, like, this father figure, like, I will take care of you, blah, blah. But at the same time... They're having violent fights to the point where, like...
Yeah, it was
it's
too
serious,
much.
You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now when I look up at it and I break down everything that happened, I'm like, raw, like,
yeah, you
that
know
was
what
actually
you
quite
think.
Serious.
What the hell? Yeah.
What was happening? But at the time, I didn't clock.
Mm.
At the time, I was just trying to get my girl out of the relationship.
Yeah,
I was just
exactly.
Like, no, don't go back to him. Don't go. And in a sense, I feel like, when I think about it, I was kind of condoning the whole thing.
It's hard. It's hard.
Because
I
it's
get,
like
I get her.
I wasn't taking
saying.
It as serious as
serious.
It should have been.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like I've been in the same thing as well, and I don't know if I should have done more at the time.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like I should have done more. I feel like I should have taken her to maybe like a women's refuge or like
I just,
domestic
yeah, I just,
violence.
Like you said, I don't think we put it as. To be a
there
serious...
wasn't, do you know what I mean? So yeah. I just want girls to know that there's help in it.
Definitely.
Like always, if you're not sure, if you're 15 and you're 16, you're listening to this and you're not sure what the hell, like, speak to somebody older. Like,
yeah.
You know what I didn't clock as well, yeah? Is that I spoke to my brother about it and I told him, I was like, Kodjo, this guy's the same age as you. And he said, gee, I would not even date somebody your age.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
And at the time, it's still not clicking.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, Kodjo, like, I was like, you're just a nerd. Like, you know,
wow.
Like, Kodjo's very, like, conservative anyway. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool for her to be dating an older guy, but I didn't realise what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was actually saying, that's bloody, like,
that's
rape.
Too much,
like, yeah. That's, like, grooming almost. Mm. Like, it was, like, this daddy-daughter relationship
wow,
type thing. Yeah.
Wow.
It was, yeah. So... Even when I see all these alarm bells now, I'm like, like there's a lot of things that I just let go by it, and like it wasn't. Do you know what I mean? But you know what? It was one of those topics that we couldn't cut it down in it. I'm very sorry.
No, it had to be said.
And
it had
just,
to be said.
You know, everything
definitely.
Had to be like
yeah,
get out. But as we're gonna end it off, is there a rant that you have?
You know what? I don't think I have a rant. You go, have you got a rant first?
You know what?
I don't know if I've got a rant off my head like this, you know?
Bruh, let me see.
What has happened? What has happened this week to me?
So, For me, this is funny that I'm on the other side of the grass on this.
Yeah.
I am complaining about people that complain about delayed responses.
Delayed responses.
So, for instance, yeah, if you message me and I message you like tomorrow or 4 days later or 2 days later, I am moaning at people that moan about this. Like, if you delay, like, I've been seeing some gibberish on Twitter, like, if you don't answer my message within 24 hours, you're getting blocked, you're getting deleted, you're out here, bridges are burned and all this stuff. And somebody indirected me in it.
Wow.
On Twitter. So basically, the person was like, I'm not going to call up people and check up on them when they don't answer my phone calls. Like, this person was indirected. And I just ignored him because I was like, bruv.
It's
mad because I had to ignore him because the reason is because I used to be that person. I used to have a friend that used to take like 4 days to reply, 5 days. And I'm like, babes, like, why do you take so long? And he used to just like brush it off and, you know, he said, yeah, I do this to my mum, like, no one's special, do you know what I mean? Like, it used to really frustrate me, but because I was so freaking selfish at the time, and I didn't understand why people did delayed responses, because I see phones as, it's in your hand all the time. Like,
It
takes 2 seconds to reply, like, you're taking the piss out of my life. Okay, cool.
Mm.
This friend, has disappeared.
What do you mean, disappeared?
So, I don't know if you know, I have a friend called Terrence Woods.
Okay. Oh, this. I think
And he was working with a television production company. Montana. Idaho.
I'd say okay.
And he was on set with them, and apparently, this is allegedly, he was having issues with the production manager. And he suddenly took off and ran away.
Wow.
And he hasn't been seen since the 5th of October.
Yes.
And the police officers, they brought out search dogs and they said that the whiff that he sent stopped at the roadside.
Really?
So, I don't know.
They don't have anything else apart from that.
There's no leads. There's no leads at all.
There's no camera, no CCTV.
It was in the middle of nowhere because they were doing a documentary for
And don't they care for their staff? Regardless if you run away, you are my staff.
You see, the thing about production, about TV, is they're cutthroat.
Yeah, they can be they very much.
They are very cutthroat. They don't care. They don't... The sad thing about TV, is they don't value
you as a hard worker. No, not at all.
Because they know they can instantly get somebody to fill your seat. They don't give a damn.
Yeah, of course.
You want to leave? Bye.
There
are millions of people that want to be in the same position as you.
Exactly.
But, like, TV, what they need to remember is you can never replace passion.
Yeah, that's it.
Because although you'll get somebody to do that job, passion is not the same.
Yeah, and it's true.
My friend Terrence was extremely passionate about TV. Like, his whole life was about TV.
So what happened? There was a dispute or something?
There was a dispute with him and the production company.
Yeah.
And he's took off and we've not seen or heard from him since then.
Yeah, my prayers are with him.
Now, like, I am, like, I would say I am so regretful of, like, the times I used to get angry at him. And I just thought, you were so damn selfish. Like, you had no idea. For somebody to just take off and never be seen again.
Yeah.
So, right now, at this current state, I don't know if he's alive or dead.
Wow.
And even if he is away, let's just say, for argument's sake, he ran away or whatever.
Yeah.
In what mental state are you to just leave your mum,
like,
everybody?
That, yeah.
What kind of position are you in? Do you know what I mean? And let's just say, okay, he ran away, whatever. Okay. How long has this been going on?
Yeah.
Was it
for real?
This is not something that, today I decided I'm going to run away.
Yeah.
This is something that has been going on for years and he thought, right, done.
Wow.
Whether he killed himself or whether he's away, this is not a sudden decision. Do you know what I mean? And I felt like if I had just been more, like, caring and everybody just knew him as this, like, flip-flop guy and, you know, everyone used to make banter about it, but you don't know what the person is going through.
No, definitely.
At that point 100%, in time.
100%.
I've told you, like, last year was, like, a really hard year for me to the point where I will see somebody's message. I can't even, like, it's like I know that I'm supposed to reply, but I can't even reply.
You can't do that.
I can't even pick up. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like I'm going through so much. And even though it's mad because your mental state is like You can tweet, but you just ain't got the energy to reply to this person's message.
Yeah,
some people
will
see it as offensive, but you got to understand, yeah, this person's mental state is not correct.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Do you understand? Mm. If you're seeing them on Facebook or whatever and they're not replying to you, they're not okay. Something's not right.
You know what,
some people are being rude. I will think that, but I would say my thing on that, is just don't get angry.
No, not at all. My opinion on this is this. I feel like I agree with what you're saying 100%.
Yeah.
I do delayed messages, but I don't... It depends, because I have to think about it from the other perspective of the person as well.
Exactly.
So I think to myself, like, okay, I delay messages,
right.
And I know that sometimes, you know, if a guy messages you,
right,
and you don't, there's some guy messages, I haven't replied back for ages. Yeah. I don't even like I don't reply back for ages. And I think to myself, Siobhan, though, but if it was you, like, how would you feel? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, I do delay, but I don't overdo it. Like, I don't do, like, 2-4 days.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't do that.
So when somebody is doing 2-4 days, I'm saying, like, I'm talking from my perspective.
Something
like,
probably is up.
I was selfish.
No, but I
thought
think...
he was mugging me off.
No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
I thought, raw, like... And
no, but that's
it
not...
It was confusing.
For me, I don't think that's a thing whereby...
Yeah.
It's not your fault. That's a human instinct. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's selfish, though,
I don't think
for
it's
me.
Selfish. Because if you want to message you just randomly or how are you today?
Right.
And then you don't message back 5 days later. But I will obviously think something's wrong. Why I'll call something's wrong.
Right.
But if you are calm and cool, whatever, but you took 5 days later to message back, I'll be like okay. I don't think it's selfish. I wouldn't be like, oh, why did you not message? I wouldn't be vexed.
But that's the thing,
I wouldn't be vexed. No, it wouldn't be a vexed thing. But I'll be a bit like
thing was so
why
bad.
I used to
block bare guys.
Nah, that's
like,
is it?
Talk, yeah,
no, but guys can be intentional with that shit. I can't lie to you. Especially when it comes to a one-on-one thing.
I shouldn't block them. Like, I mean, that was too much.
It's too much. I think I don't really block people anyway. I can't lie to you. Because to be chatting I don't block.
Like, I think 2016, my blocking was ridiculous.
Seriously.
You
know what
messaged
block?
Me?
Yeah.
Because to me, it was a deep-rooted issue anyway. Mm. It stemmed back from my dad.
Okay.
Like, him saying he's going to do something and he'd take bare days to reply and all this.
Mm.
So, when you do that, something rose in me. Like, I'll get angry, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you've probably not had that side of me because you reply on time, innit?
Mm.
But, like, other people, oh my God, they got it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, why are you taking so... Like, I know you've got your phone, like, why are you taking so long?
Yeah,
I didn't understand.
Yeah. I get it.
And now, looking back on it, and when I went through what I went through the last past 2 years, I've realised, rah, like, you can get to such a mental state, you can't even look at your phone. Like, there were times where, last year, I just switched off my phone.
Mm.
I couldn't be bothered.
Sometimes you have to switch off, though, and people have to understand that.
To switch off
do you know what I mean?
Phone.
I feel like people have to understand that. I think just not to be angry about it. But
I used to get angry, though.
There, you should probably not be angry. But I sometimes get a bit like, oh, okay. It depends, though. It depends.
Yeah.
I think it depends who
it is.
And I think that sometimes...
But even if it's a guy that you're seeing, I still think you shouldn't block him.
No, I wouldn't block him. I don't block people.
But I used to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If things are going well, there's no reason why I'll block him. But I don't understand. Well, at the same time, if you message somebody, you would think, okay, how many days? Because I've dealt with guys that back in the day, like I've had a guy before, like I was dating him.
I used to call them popcorn guys.
Popcorn guy. And I was dating him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'll message him. He'll take a while to message. And the thing that used to piss me off, because back in the day, I used to be a phone call girl. Like, I wouldn't mind talking on the phone with you.
Right.
So I'll call him, and he'll be talking. I'm talking to somebody else in the background. Talking to someone else in the background for ages. I'm on the phone hanging there. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. And that kind of used to irritate me. So I used to think, some people are intentionally rude with it.
Right.
Even with me, sometimes I delay messages, and I don't answer a message straight away. Because even though it's instant message, this is my time. I don't have to answer straight away.
Right.
I'll get back to you, but I don't have to answer straight away. But there's sometimes I'm just not doing nothing and I'm not answering straight away. I could answer, but I'm just sitting here. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think when it becomes more delayed, it's like, I go being intentional about it.
Mm.
You actually think, what's
never
wrong?
You never ever know, though. This is the
you never know.
Now when
you
I look back
know.
On it, yeah, I'm not even actually sure... If, like, the guys that I blocked here, I'm not actually sure if they were taking a piss or...
Yeah, you never know.
Or they were going through something.
Yeah, you just never know.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
But it's
I think
like,
we always naturally just think
the worst.
Now I
need to leave my doors open. Because now I've realised, now I don't care. Like, yeah. Now if you take long to reply to me, now I don't care. Now I don't care. I have another good friend. She takes, like, she'll take a whole week.
Wow.
But she is one of my good friends. Like,
yeah.
If I called her today, yeah, if I called Jessie today, I know she'll come to my house. She'll, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's one of those people,
yeah.
Like, she's ride or die. But I'm telling you, if this was 2016, I would have blocked her.
Wow.
Because
wow,
I'm like, why are you not, like, what is your beef? Yeah. Why are you not replying?
But you just never know what
know.
They're, yeah, you don't know what they're doing,
and times,
what's going on.
She will tell me, look, Gia, I'm going through stuff. And I'm not, do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, you don't know, exactly, yeah.
And I wish I had left that door open for Terrence, and so he could be like, Gia, this is what I'm going through. I'm going through hell with this production manager. Because I feel like he was going through it on his own.
Yeah,
Where he has a soft place in my heart is that I met him at work and I kind of coached him on what to do because I had such a hell time there. So I was like, don't do this, don't do that. It makes me laugh because I found a list the other day of things of him to do from 2015. It's, oh my God, it's so sad. And it got so good to the point where he had a really good career there.
Oh, nice.
And like, I helped him, do you know what I mean? Mm. So I think in that production company, he didn't have he didn't have a GR.
Yeah.
And obviously, after that, he went to ITV. So obviously, he had GRs there.
Yeah,
they were looking out for
that
him, blah, blah. He now went on to this other company. I don't think he had a Gia there.
Oh,
That black woman that was there to be like, don't get angry, don't do this. Da, da,
yeah.
I heard he was the only black person on the production crew.
Mm.
So I can imagine when somebody's bullying you and you are in the wilderness and there's nobody that understands passive aggressiveness, microaggressions, that you have to endure as a coloured person, then you will go insane and you'll do something...
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish I was out there with him. Because I know if I was out there with him...
But it's crazy because we don't know what happened.
That's the thing.
So
I think he was tired of this because when his mum had the interview, his mum mentioned stuff about how, you know, he kept talking to me about several production companies, not feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
You know the same things I moan about? Like, you go there, you're just the only minority, and it's just annoying the way they talk to you.
Yeah.
All this underlying bullying, and nobody speaks up. Like, there's so much stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And when his mum mentioned that, I heard myself talking to my mum.
Wow.
And something my mum would say, like, Gia, she had so much. Like, every company she went to, there was something.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? There was somebody just, coming for her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he was, like, talking to his mum, oh, I want a career change, and I want to, you know, change my life, and da, da, da. And it's quite disheartening when you've created your life around TV.
Yeah.
And you come to grips with the fact that you might not even have a career in it because it's so...
Mm.
It's like, for your mental health, it's not even
it's
that great.
It's not helping, yeah.
Do you know
definitely.
What I mean? It's sad. And there's many times where I've said to my mum, I think I want a career change. But you're depressed because you're like, what the
hell
am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't have a plan B.
You don't even know what to do. It's
do you know what
hard.
I mean? There's nothing else I'm passionate about.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hard.
So it's so hard. And I know he was at that crisis, that breaking point where you're like, okay, cool, I can change careers, but what will make me wake up and go
I want
there
to go
with a smile?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
What job will do that? And one of the, you know what, teachers are the greatest beings on earth.
Mm.
But I said I didn't want,
you
that's a job
that
I just didn't
want to
do. Nurses, greatest job on earth. It's something, my passion's
not there.
If I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be a miserable cow.
Exactly, it doesn't make
do you
no
know what
sense.
I mean?
Mm,
do you understand? So it's so hard when
you
come to grips with that. And it's like, I'm slowly coming to grips with that. Like, Gia, are you just going to stay on TV or are you going to leave? Like, make up your decision. Because time's running out and you need to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you might have to take a few lashings to pave the way.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So that other people can come through because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's
a
too
lot.
Much.
You have to.
And we're not talking about it. Everybody's scared to talk about it. People need to come forward. Like, and there needs to be some sort of governing, authoritative governing body that kind of takes these disputes seriously. Did you have your rant? I don't think you did.
I don't think I have a rant right now,
that's
you know.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I have one. No, I'm good. I'm good for now. Yeah, I'm good for now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
cool. I'll think next week. I'll bring one.
And all right, I'll, no problem.
I'll swing one in there.
All right then, guys.
But thank you so much for listening.
Oh yeah, your Twitter handle. What is it?
It's Siobhan_Watson.
Okay,
and that's on Instagram as well. Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting you. My name is @GiaTabasco, all one word. And no, don't add me on Instagram.
Why?
It's private.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Follow me on Twitter, but don't add me on your Instagram.
All right, then. Cool. But thanks for listening, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.